Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Karen Hunter down Lewis Way. Good morning to you, Karen.
Good morning.
Karen, you're inviting us to Hunter's Berry Hill Farm. Tell us the date and the time.
It is this Saturday, that's May 13th, from 10 to 2.
And how do we find Hunter's Berry Hill Farm?
We are 2 miles east of Lewis.
Okay. So there where the school is and the highway goes east, we just turn there and then I'm guessing you'll have a sign there on the highway
I will have signs out. It's pretty easy to find when you come east of the school coming out of town on Oxford Road. You're 2 miles down, you turn north on 600 Street, and there we are.
And there you are. Okay, very good. And we'll remind folks again here before we end our program today. Well, Hunter's Berry Hill Farm. You know, what a great name, Karen, because you truly are on a hill. You can see a long ways, and folks will enjoy the view from Hunter's Berry Hill Farm. But you've got lots of things going on this Saturday.
Yes, we have. This year we have increased our vendors. It seems like every year we get a few more vendors. And this year, I believe we have 17. So it should be a good day. Lots of things to see and lots of things, anything garden-related we have.
Garden and food.
And food, yes. We have the Red Oak Lions Club here that's going to be serving Sloppy Joe lunches or hot dog lunches with chips and a brownie and a drink. We also, this year, have kettle corn. We have C&M Kettle Corn from Stanton, and they make 37 different flavors of kettle corn.
I've never heard of that.
Yes, and I've happened to have tasted their corn at another event, and it's very good.
Well, and then you should have something related to berries for sale.
Oh, definitely. I will have my berry pies, as usual, and probably a few other varieties of pies that are berry-related, like apple, blackberry. And then I will also have, my husband is going to be making a blackberry smoothie freeze. And it should be very good.
And frozen berries? Do you have any frozen berries?
I have blackberry. I'm probably going to be out of the red raspberries from last year's crop, but I do have fresh frozen blackberries, and I also have fresh frozen aronia berries.
And so when we're just saying berries, I'm thinking possibly the first thing to come to some people's mind are strawberries, but we're not talking about strawberries, are we?
No, I don't have any strawberries.
So let's talk more about the kinds of berries and the varieties of berries that you have.
Okay, I have blackberry-wise, I would say we have about 7 varieties of blackberries. Some of them are very sweet. Some of them are a little less sweet. Some are smaller. Some are huge. Some of them have thorns, but most of them are thornless.
And when do blackberries come into season?
They start coming in July.
Okay. So the picked off the bush, we got to wait for a little while.
Yes, we got to wait.
Okay, so what do the berries go up and down your hill there?
Okay, we have several varieties. I think we have about 8 varieties of red raspberries. And there again, we have a few that have thorns, but most of them are thornless or have very few thorns. And some of them are the traditional red raspberry that have the sweet tartness to them. Others are very sweet. We have some fall gold yellow raspberries, which are the sweetest raspberry. They have a very high sugar content. And then we have some purple raspberries. We have black raspberries. And we have several varieties of black raspberries. So we have quite a few different raspberries.
So, Karen, why do you choose to have that number of varieties of each of those?
Well, I just think they're, personally, I like growing a different varieties because it just gives you a little different taste depending on what you're using them for. And I don't know. I like to have a variety.
And when you make your pie, for instance, do you combine the varieties, or do you kind of stick with one depending on the pie you're making?
Most of the time I combine them.
Uh-huh. Because I'm thinking that comes up then with a little different flavor than if you just used one.
Yes, that's correct.
Now, when people come to Berry Hill Farm on Saturday, are they allowed to go out and check them out and go up, drive, or walk up and down a couple of those rows?
Sure. They can go out there and look around. It's on a, like I said, a sloping hill. So I also have a golf cart, and if anybody wants to go out there and look around, I can, you know, drive them down so they don't have to walk up and down the hill.
Hmm. But you have to walk up and down the hill to gather all those berries.
Oh, definitely.
And so we talked about the blackberries. When do most of the raspberries come into season?
We have some that come in late spring, which, you know, like the in June. But then we have some raspberries that come in the fall.
Mm-hmm, those yellow ones.
Yes. And then we have some that bear both spring and fall.
Okay. So that really does extend your season then of your work, because you're the one out there picking all of those, harvesting all of those to share all the goodies with us.
Yes. My husband and I, and sometimes my daughter and sometimes my son and his wife and the grandkids come out, but mainly it's my husband.
Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I have to confess, I'm not a red raspberry fan. Most people just adore those, just can't get enough of them. But I like those yellow and gold ones.
Yes.
Probably because they're sweeter.
That's right. They don't
probably
have that little bite, that
tang,
little part.
Yes, yes. But whatever, and they are beautiful. So, Karen, this is a good chance for people to get a little better acquainted with those berries and I guess ask you some questions if they have them and just get acquainted with that whole process, along with seeing all these other vendors that you're going to have there. And will there be some fresh spring greens, do you think?
Oh, definitely. We have Carl and Doris. They're from Oakland. And they own Nishnabotna Naturals, and they will be bringing some wonderful spring greens of spinach, arugula, lettuce. That should be wonderful. I have never been out there, but I understand they have like a hoop house they grow in, and they have just recently, I think about 3 weeks ago, Carl was telling me they were on Iowa Ingredients, highlighting their arugula.
Mm-hmm. Yep, they're very interesting folks. That's in addition to buying some greens, you may want to visit with them because they have lots to tell you about their farm, and they do have an interesting farm where they grow all of those greens.
Definitely, and I believe she is bringing some baked goods also, and they have rhubarb for sale. And she also makes a pizza dough and puts it in the cooler, and then she makes a homemade pizza sauce. So with directions, you can take those freshly things, fresh ingredients home, and make your own pizza.
Making me hungry even this early in the morning.
I know.
But what fun, and what a great time for people to come to the country, if they're town folks especially, come to the country, get a good view out there from Hunter's Berry Hill Farm and enjoy all the fresh berries and visiting with folks and seeing who else is there. So again, Karen, remind us of time, date, place.
It's this Saturday, May 13th from 10 to 2.
Okay, and I'm just going to say, that's right after the Master Gardeners Plant Sale. You can go to the Master Gardeners Plant Sale in Atlantic and then drive on down to Lewis, near Lewis, to Hunter's Berry Hill Farm. And again, that is 2 miles east of Lewis and then just a little bit north. So just enjoy a plant day. Thank you very much, Karen Hunter.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Until next time, here's a thought. Don't fight a fact. Deal with it.